Today's daf is daf nun dal. We begin the ninth parak in the long mishnah here. It's a long daf. The mishnah begins, Harava makom shenasu bo nisim liyisrael. A person sees an area where Klai Yisrael experience a certain nes, like Kriyas Yamsuf and whatnot. Omer baruch shenasu nisim lavosinim b'makom hazeh. There's a special bracha one says that thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for performing a miracle in this particular place to our forefathers or our great-grandfathers. Makom shenek rami menu akum. You've got to a certain area where they had uprooted, they destroyed Avodah Zarah. Omer Baruch Sha'akar Akum Neartenu, that thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu for uprooting the Avodah Zarah from here. Al Hazikin, which is a shooting star. Val Hazvaos, which is earthquakes. Val Ramim, thunder. Val Ruchos, and big winds, strong winds. Val Habrakim, lightning. Omer Baruch Shekocho Grasam Ole Olam. These are all instances where you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's strength. Al Heharim, Val Gvaos, Val Hayam, Val Naros, by mountains and hills and waters and rivers. Val Midbaros and deserts. Omer Baruch Oseh Bracious, you see the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation, the beauty of the creation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haro Es Hayam Agadov, you see the Yam Agadov, the Great Sea, which is Machlok, is whether that means Mediterranean Sea, whether it means the Atlantic or other types of oceans. Omer Baruch Shasa Es Hayam Agadov, Bizman Shiro Leprokim, when you see it every 30 days, so then you say Baruch of Hayam Agadov. Shulchan Aruch actually Paskins Yam Agadov means the Mediterranean Sea. The Mishnah Berurah says all other Poskim say it's referring to the Atlantic, so Machlok is which one it is. So Rav Chaim once said he met a guy from Gibraltar, and he says, oh wait, you're the only place we're allowed to say that bracha, because Gibraltar is where the Atlantic meets the Mediterranean, so you're able to see both them and be yotzei both shitas. Misha goes on to say, ala gishamim, when it comes to rain, ba'al besaros tovas and good news, omer baruch hatov v'yameitiv, al besaros ralos and bad news, you omer baruch adayin ha'emes, bana ba'is chadash, a person builds a new house, v'kana kelim chadash and buys new clothing, omer baruch she'achyanu v'kimanu v'yigenu lazman hazeh. And you make a bracha of the good, bad rather, like the good. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. And on the good, about that which is bad. So wait for the Gemara to appreciate what this line of the Mishnah means. A person who screams and davens about something that already happened in the past, which is not reversible, that's a worthless, a pointless tefillah. You can't say, if a child was born a girl, you can't say a daven that Hashem makes into a boy. That's a tefillah shav. I saw Isha Muber, a woman's pregnant. I want my wife to give birth to a boy. I raise it to the shav. The gender's already made. The wife's already conceived. You can't daven for a gender change. If your guy's walking, he hears some yelling and screaming in the city. He says, that scream not come from my house. That's too late. The event happened, whatever happened. I raise it to the shav. A person enters into a city, he's supposed to say two things, two tefillahs when he enters into a city. One, when he enters into the city. When he exits the city, there's a separate bracha. Benaze Omer Arba 4, two, when you enter into the city, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing me here and I should be protected. And two, on exiting the city. And no say Nehoda Al Sha'avar V'tzorek Al Ha'asid. The two brachas are, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu on making it to the city, and you're doubting to Hashem on the future that everything should go smoothly. So you say those two brachas both in the entry into the city and from the exit into the city. Chayv Adam Levarich Al Hara, Kishem Shemavarich Al HaTova. Person needs to bless Hashem on the bad, just like he blesses Hashem on the good. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'ahavta es Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha v'gomer. What does b'chol levavcha mean, the double bays there? B'shnei yitzarech, with two inclinations. V'yetzah tov v'yetzah hara. So you have to say, you love Hashem for both the good and the bad. The bad also plays a strong role. With all your nefesh, afilu hu notas nafshecha, even if a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes your nefesh, your moser nefesh, that too warrants a Kadosh Baruch Hu's recognition and thanks. Even if it means taking all your money, we show Hashem our love for Him, our dedication, whether it be with our body or whether it be with our money. Davar acher, alternatively, b'chol modecha means b'chol mida shu mode lach have mode lacha. Mode, any mida, anything a Kadosh Baruch Hu does to us, whether it be good, whether bad, we have to be mode to Hashem, thank Hashem, recognize a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because even that which is bad is really good, we just don't recognize it, we don't appreciate it. The Mishnah continues to say, lo yakal adam es rosho, keneged shar mizrach, a person shouldn't be knowing kalas rosh, keneged the eastern gate of the Har Bayis. Shehu mechavim keneged beis kodesh kadashim, because that's now going to be parallel to the kodesh kadashim. So you shouldn't be acting lightheaded or playful. A person cannot enter onto Har Bayis with a cane or with his shoes on or with some type of a wallet or a belt or no with any dust or dirt on his legs. A person can't cut through a shortcut, use a Har Bayis as a shortcut. Nor could he spit on Har Bayis. Mikal v'chomer, we're able to learn a kal v'chomer, as we'll see shortly. So then the Mishnah says, Kol chosme brachos b'mikdash. Any conclusion to the brachas, we know we answer amen outside the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Beis HaMikdash, when you hear bracha, hayu omrim, they would say, ad ha'olam. They'd say, baruch, shem kor ma'chosol li'lam va'ed, ad ha'olam. And Misha kilkul at tzedukim, when the tzedukim started messing things up, so then they were, you know, they were going against Chias HaMeisim, they were going against Olam Haba. Amru, ein olam ela echa. They said, there's only one world, there's no such thing as Olam Haba. Hiskinu sheyu omer, they would say, min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. They'd make two references of ha'olam, one olam hazeh, one olam haba. And that's how they would answer their amen in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Mishnah says, shehe adam shol eshalom chaveiro b'shem. A person is allowed to greet a person with using shem Hashem. That's not called being motzei shem Hashemayim levatala. B'shenamar, it says in Rus, v'nei voaz bami beis lechem. Boaz came from Beis Lechem. Vayomer lekotzim Hashem imachem. He saw to the people harvesting. He said, Hashem should be with you. Vayomer lo, they said to him, Yivarech Hashem. So they blessed each other using Shem Hashem, and that was considered allowed. V'omer, and it says further with regards to a malach who greeted Gidon, Hashem imcha gibor chayil. Hashem should be with you with great strength. V'omer, it says further, al tavos ki zakna imecha, don't disgrace it because your old mother. So Rashi says this is supposed to be another proof for saying Shem Hashem as you greet someone. The Rambam says no, this is not going on the proof that you could use Shem Hashem. Rather, it's telling us since this is a Masorah, you should accept this Masorah because we say al tavos ki zakna imecha, don't disgrace your mother and grandmother's Masorah. That what's the Masorah? The Masorah is that we do use Shem Hashem when we greet people. V'omer, it says further, Eishla Sosla Hashem Heferu Torasecha. There's some times where we have to be made for the Torah. We have to desecrate the Torah. What does that mean? Rabbi Nasan Omer Heferu Torasecha. You should disgrace. You should belittle the Torah, if you will. Mishum Eishla Sosla Hashem, in order to, for a moment, for some level of urgency. What this is being explained here is that even though it sounds like you're being mevatel, even though you're saying Shem Hashem, Hashem Shemaim Levatala, since it's being used lechavod the chaveiro, to show greetings to a person, that would be an instance where you're allowed to be made for Torah Secha, because Eish La'asos La'Hashem, it shows a great kavod to your friend. Okay, that's a very long-winded Mishnah.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so. So then the Gemara says, Menon Emile, how do you know that's true, that a person has to say a bracha on a nes? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kral Patsik says, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem Hitchil. A couple weeks ago, Yisro says, Baruch Hashem, he made a bracha that Hashem saved Am Yisrael from Yad Mitzrayim and Yad Paro. So this is the concept of saying a bracha when seeing a place of a nace. Now they point out, well, he didn't see the place, they only saw the people. So they say, point out, if you see the nation that experienced the nace, that also deserves saying a bracha. But we're referring to seeing the actual makam where these events took place. So that's based on Parshas Yisro. So the Gemara says, Anisa de Rabbim of Barchinan, is it true that you only say a bracha on a nes that an entire tzibur that Rabbim experienced? But Anisa de Yachid Lom of Barchinan, but does this imply if an individual, a personal nes took place, you would not say a bracha? But that's not the case. We know even on a nes de Yachid we say a bracha. How do we know? For ha ha hu gavra, tava ka'azio, they were once traveling be'aver yamina. They're passing, an individual is passing by on some side. Nafale Aryeh, a lion attacked him. Isabe le Nisa, certain days happened. Vitatza Minei, and he was saved. Then what happened was, also the Kami, the Rav, he went to Rav and told Rav about this nace. The Amrle, Kol Emas Dematis Lahasim, whenever you pass by that particular Makom, Baruch, you should say the following bracha, Baruch Shasa li nace, b'makom hazeh. So we see that people do say brachas on personal nisim. So the Gemara says, furthermore, Mar Bre de Ravina Hava Kaza Bapaksa de Aravos, he was once passing by the valley of Aravos, Utachala Maya, and he was so thirsty, he was going to die. It's Avile Nisa, Nase happened, Ibrile Aina de Maya Vishte, a spring of water just popped up out of nowhere, and he drank. That was a nace. Visu, moreover, Zimnechada Havakaza, one time he was traveling, Biriska, the Mechoza, the Shuk of Riska, of Mechoza rather, Nafalea, Gamla Pritza, and a wild camel came chasing after him. This Parkale Ishisa, and it broke down the wall of his house. Agava, he went to the rooftop, And rather, the Gama went inside the house and came out. When he got La Ravos, he had two nisim. He was saved from the Gamal. He was saved from the dying of thirst in the desert. When he got there to Aravos, Baruch, he said the following bracha. Baruch Shasali Nes Baravos Uva Gamal. He said, thank Hashem for making me a nes both in Aravos and with the camel. And Kimat Lariska de Mechozim, when he got to the Shuk, where the experience of the camel happened, Baruch, he would say, Baruch Shasali Nes Bagamal Uva Aravos. So wherever you get to either one of these places, he would acknowledge the Kodesh Baruch who's saving him of both those miracles. So either way, we see clearly, these are three instances where you would say Baruch even on a Nes de Yachid. And the Gemara says, Amri Anisa de Rabim Kuliyama Mechai Velebruche, Anisa de Yachid Iyu. When it comes to a nace that was experienced by an entire nation, then everyone who was part of that nation, even if you and I were not there, we would have to say a bracha. So if you and I went to the place of, we knew where Yamsuf took place, the mamish where Kriyas Yamsuf, we would have to say this bracha. When it comes to individual, only that individual, and we'll see his children and his grandchildren, only those family members would have to say a bracha, but those outside would not have to say this bracha. So the mission now, rather the Gemara continues quoting a braisa. Tanu Rabbanim. Hiroam Ma'abros Hayam, if you see the area I mentioned where Klai Yisrael passed through Yamsuf and Ma'abros Hayarden, or the place where Yeshua led Bnei Yisrael into the Eretz Yisrael, where the Yarden had also split, Ma'abros Nachli Arnon, and a place of Nachli Arnon, which we'll see what that means shortly, Vavne Algabish, which we'll see also, B'morad Beis Charon, these are all events which you may or may not remember, but the Gemara will describe them, V'Even Shabikish Lizrok Og Melchabashan Al Yisrael, or the big rock that Og attempted to throw on top of Am Yisrael. V'Even Shiyoshev Alem Moshe B'Shah Shiasi Yeshua Milchama Ba'amalek, the stone in which Moshe Benu sat down during the Mechemas Amalek. Or V'Isha Shaloth, the pillar of salt that his wife turned into. V'Chomas Yericho Shenivla B'Mekoma, or the walls of Yericho that were absorbed by the land. All these events, we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu as descendants of Am Yisrael for doing a nes to our great-grandfathers. So the Gemara now goes one by one. I understand Bishlama Ma'abros Hayam, the Kriyas Yamsuf, Dichsev Vayavo B'nei Sobazoh, Hayam B'Yabasha, they walked in the Yabasha, that's Ma'amish Nes, that deserves a bracha. And Ma'abros Hayardin, also Dichsev Vayam Du HaKwanim Nosei Aaron B'Ris Hashem. The Kwanim were holding Aaron B'Ris Hashem, Bicharav in the dry land, Besocha Yarden, Hachain, Vichol Yisrael, over in Bicharav, and Klaisa passed through on the dry land, Ad Asher Tamu Kol Agoy, until the whole nation went through, Laavor to Yarden, then the Kwanim stepped out, and the water came back down. So that was also deserving of a nes, another Kriyas Yamsuf took place at Yarden. El Mabros Nachli Arnu Minon. What was the event that took place at this city, this area, Kol Mabros Nachli Arnu? So the Gemara explains, I'll tell you what happened here. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Alkein Yamar Besefer Milchamos Hashem as Vahiv Besufa, and then it says Beshanachalim Arnon. You're going to describe the book of wars, what happened with Vahiv and at the end and Nachalim Arnon. So what is it referring to? So what's the pasuk describing? So Gemara quotes a braisa Tana as Vahiv Besufa, the end. What does it mean? Sheshnei Mitzaram Hayu. There are two Mitzaram in the times of the Midbar. Hayu, the Havu Mahalchin Mesof Machane Yisrael. They had to be kicked out of Klai Yisrael. So they had to walk, the last two people, they walked by themselves outside of the Machanos. Kiyava Kachalfa Yisrael, when Klai Yisrael passed through Nachli Arnon, also Amorayim. The Amorayim came, which were not Amorayim in the Gemara, obviously. There was a nation called Amori. So the Amorayim and Amorayim came, and they wanted to attack Klai Yisrael. So all Klai Yisrael passed ahead, and then came along Amori and Abdilon Nikirusa. They made some caves in the sides of the mountains. The Toshubahem, they hid inside the caves. Amru, they said, Ki Chalfa Yisrael Hacha Niklutlin. When Klai Yisrael passed through, we're going to ambush them and we'll kill them. V'lohava Yadeh and the Aron Havi Maske Kamayel the Yisrael. But they didn't know that the Aron, which led Klai Yisrael, was flattening everything. Havi Mei Michlu Turi Mekamayel. They would flatten all the mountains in front of them so Klai Yisrael doesn't have to climb or go down mountains. But the Amoram had no idea about this. Came into Asr Aron. When the Aron came, Vidbek Turi Bahadeh Hada. They the two sides. They're on one side of the mountains, and there was a little river in front, and the other side had like these big boulders. So the Aron came and just squashed the two mountains together. So the Amorayim got crushed by the rocks on both sides. So that's what the Aron had done. Came into Asr Aron again. Once Aron came, Idbeku Turi Bahadeh Hada. The two mountains came together and stuck. the Katlinin and crushed to death the Amori nation. Unchas demayu nachlin Arnon, and the blood started flowing out into the river of Arnon. He also asked Vahi, when Vahi, who were picking up their back, the two Mosarim at the end of Klai Yisrael, they chazu dama de kanafik mi beni Torah. They saw water coming out between the mountains. We also Amru Lahu, and they said to them, they said to the Yisrael, Amru Shira, they said that Klai Yisrael had no idea this took place. But the two people in the back, they saw what was taking place. So they told the rest of Amru Yisrael, wait a second, look what's going on here. Kadosh Baruch Hu just saved us. And Amru Shira, they sang a song, Hainu Dichsev, that's what it means in the pasuk Ve'eshev, which means poor Henachlam. The Nachlam, the blood of rivers of blood were flowing through Asher Nata L'Sheves Er, which was next to an area called the Er Ar V'Nishan L'Gvul Moab, right next to Moab. So this was the area that was described as Mavros Nachle Arnon, this particular event. So that was a nay. So if you know where that place is, you would say a bracha for getting to that place.
They were
at
the end.
So they were at the end. Yeah, they saw afterwards.
So Klai Yisrael was before, so the mountains got squashed before, so shouldn't they have seen it first?
The blood, I guess, apparently starts spilling out afterwards.
It took time for the blood to come.
Right. So the Gemara then says, Avnei al-Gavish. What's Avnei al-Gavish? So my Avnei al-Gavish, Tana Avanim She'omdu al-Gav Ish. It's referring to rocks that stood in the zechus of a person. Who's an Ish? V'yardu al-Gav, and then it came down afterwards, V'yardu al-Gav Ish. So what's Ish? Who's Ish? And what's taking place here? So Amdu al-Gavi Ish, it stood in the air, it stood mid-air for a person, Zeh Moshe. Moshe is called an Ish, Dechsiv ha-Ish, Moshe Anav Me'od, who is the greatest Anav. V'ksiv, and it says further, V'yachtu la-Kolos v'abarad umatar lo nitach arta, didn't come to the ground. When Moshe Rabbeinu davened that the bar should stop, it stopped mid-air. It stopped mid-air. That was an incredible nay. So a person is able to, you know, saw this event or saw the rocks at the borough that stopped mid-air, that would also be deserving of the bracha of the nay. Yardu al-gaveish, and what's the situation where it fell because of an ish? Zeh Yoshua, that refers to Yeshua, who's also called an ish. Dichsev kach lecha es Yoshua benun ish asher ruach bo. So Yeshua is an ish. So what does it mean it fell, rocks fell because of the ish? Uksiv vahi benusim mipnei b'nei Yisrael, when they're running away from Am Yisrael, heim b'morad beis Charan, we're going down to Charan, v'ashem hishlich alem avanim gdol. So Kadosh Baruch Hu started pelting them from rocks, from Shemayim. Those came down because of Yeshua. So Moshe stopped rocks from coming down. Yeshua brought rocks down from Shemayim. Both of those events, if you saw any of those rocks, that would also be deserving of the bracha of the nes. So then the Gemara says, what's Evan Shabikesh Og Melcha Bashan Lizrok Al Yisrael? What's the rock that Og wanted to throw on top of Am Yisrael? So Gemara has a Gemara Gemirale. We have a tradition of such an event. What's the tradition? So Amar, Og said to himself, Machane Yisrael Kamahavi. How big is this camp? How big is Klai Yisrael? Tlase Parse, they're three parcels long and three parcels wide. That's pretty big. Also, v'akar tura bar tlasa parsev ishtar yalayo v'ktilinu. So I'm going to go pick up a mountain that big. I'm going to crush them in one shot. Og was a giant. Also, v'akar tura bar tlasa parsev isi al reshe. Now he brought a, picked up a mountain that size, picked it above his head, ready to throw it on top of Am Yisrael. V'isi kutra brichu alea kamsa v'nakvu. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought some little ants, and the ants made some holes in the rock, in the mountain. V'niches b'tzavare, right in the center of the mountain. So what happened was, there was a hole in the center, and then the mountain fell on top of his head. It came surrounded around his neck then. Havibay l'mishle, he wanted to now pick the mountain off of his neck, off his head. But then Kadosh Baruch Hu did another nes. Imashche shinei l'hai gisa l'hai gisa. His teeth started to grow really long and got embedded in the mountain, and he couldn't pick them up anymore. V'lamatzi l'mishle, he couldn't lift up the mountain because his teeth now were embedded in the mountain. V'hainu d'chsev, that's the pasuk until says, actually today's Tehillim, those who do it every single day for the month, today's Tehillim Per Gimel, Shnei Risham Shibarta, the two evils, the teeth of the Risham I broke, V'chad Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Ma'ari Dechsev Shnei Risham Shibarta, Atikri Shibarta Ela Sheribavsa, which is Lashon Aribor, that I caused to grow and to increase. This is a reference to Og's teeth that grew long, that had their mountain stuck around his neck. So that's the maze. So if you got to that mountain, if you see this mountain, you should say the bracha she'asa neis b'mach mazel avoseinu. So then Moshe kamahava. How tall was Moshe Rabbeinu? He was Eser Amos. Eser Amos wasn't very short. He was pretty big. And Shakal, and Amos around 1.5 feet, around 2 feet. So it's like 20 feet or 15 feet. So Shakal narga bar Eser Amon. So now he took a little axe of some sort, and some weapon, or maybe a spear, that was 10 amos long. So now he's 10 amos, now his spear is another 10 amos above his head, that's 20 amos, and Shavar Eser Amen, and he jumped 10 amos in the air, so he had some good athletic abilities. So now he's 30 feet in the air, okay, 10 feet off the ground, he himself is 10 feet tall, and his spear is another 10 feet, so 30 feet in the air, and yet, only Machia Bekarsuli Vekali was only able to hit the ankle of some sort, and he killed him, but we see how big Og was, he was a giant. So the Gemara then says, "V'evin sheyashiv alem Moshe, the rock upon which Moshe Benu sat during Melchemes Amalek, tichsiv." It says, "V'ide Moshe kfeidim." His hands were getting heavy. So vayikhu evin, they took a rock, vayasumu tachla vayeshiv alem. They placed it below beneath him, and he sat down to rest. So that also is reminiscent of the nace of defeating Amalek. That too deserves a bracha al hanes. The Ishul Shalot, the wife of Lot, who we know turned into a pillar of salt, Ne'emar, Vatabet Ishto Me'achav, she turned around and saw the destruction of Sodom Vamora, so she was cursed with Vati Nitziv Melech, she became a pillar of salt. And then Chomos Yerecho Shenivla, the walls of Yerecho that were absorbed in the ground, that too is a nace, of course, Nitziv Vatipol Hachoma Tachta, and the walls fell, and therefore they were absorbed in the ground. You get to such a place, and that too deserves the Bracha Ahanes. So the Gemara, after listing all these various events, the Gemara says, "Bishmo Kulo, all that makes sense. They're all Nisa. They're all various miracles, as we saw." El Ishal Shalot, she's the one question. That wasn't a nace. I mean, it was a nace, but still, it wasn't a nace latov. That's Puranasahu. It was a punishment. Damar Baruch Dain Ha'emes. You should say, the Gemara says, you're right. And for that reason, this was the one exception that you don't say the bracha on Sha'asa Nace B'makom Hazeh. Rather, you say a bracha of Dain Ha'emes if a person were to see the Isha Shalot, the Nitziv Melech. V'haho Dav Shavach Katani. But doesn't it list it among the things that you're supposed to say thank you to Hashem and praise Hashem? So Gemara says, Tani Alot Val Isha. When this was included, when Isha Shalot was in the list of Nisim in the Brisa, it meant to say Lot Ve'al Isha. Meaning what? Mivarchim Shtaim. If a person were to see Isha Shalot, you actually say two brachas. One al Isha, one on the wife, the one that she turned into a pillar of salt, that you say Baruch Adayin Ha'emes. Valot. But also, when you witness her, you're reminded of the nace that took place to Lot, and that bracha you say Baruch Zoches HaTzadikim. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for remembering the tzaddik, and this is really a reference to in the Zechus of Avram. Lot was saved in the Zechus Avram, so that is a bracha, a birchas hodah.
That's just remembering, not seeing anything by Lot.
Right. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Afil b'shas kasa she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, zoches ha-tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the tzadikim, she'nemar, it says in the Pasuk, v'hi b'shacheis elokim es arei ha-kikar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the cities, v'yizku elokim es Avram, v'yishalach es Lot, mitoch ha-afecha. So even when terrible things are happening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still keeping in mind the tzadikim. Just like we said above, that Ishto Shalot, we still remember, even though you didn't see it, you still remember zoches. So Chomos Yerecho Shenivla, the walls of Yerecho were absorbed in the ground, they were swallowed up. The Gemara says, the Chomos Yerecho Nivla, they were really absorbed in the ground? V'hod Nafla doesn't say they fell. Shenemar, V'hi Kishma Ha'ames Kol HaShofar, when they heard the blast, the shofar blast, V'yariu Ha'am Chua V'gedola, there's a big Chua, V'atipa La'choma Tachdeh, they fell, they weren't absorbed by the ground. So Kevin Defuse V'ruma K'adade Ninu, so they say, since the walls, the height and the width were the same size. They were like boxes. So, I don't know, it was 20 feet high and 20 feet long. So they fall over, they still look the same from the outside because they're still the same height. The width is the same as the height. So even though it did fall over, from the outside you wouldn't recognize it. So again, came into Pusya Veruma Kadadin, you knew the width and the height were the same. Mishim Hachi Able Belu, it wouldn't be recognizable. So it fell over. So inside the house, who lived in the wall, they turned over. They're on the side now. But since it wouldn't look like that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made nace that they got swallowed by the ground as well, say they were both, there was a nefila, and there's also a belia that took place.
So you got somebody, they didn't crumble,
it just fell. It just turned over.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav, Arba Tzrich and the Hodos, there are four individuals who need to give Hodah to Hashem, Yordi Hayam, Holche Midbaros, Misha Cholav and Isrape, Umisha Chuvish Bebeis HaAsurim V'yatza. A person says the Brach of HaGomel, if he passes through a crossover, a sea, an ocean, if he goes through the Midbar, if he's ill and becomes healthy, or a person's in jail and gets saved and leaves jail, these are all deserving of the Bracha of HaGomel. One second here. Okay, fine. So the Gemara now says, Yordei Yam Minon. How do you know that Yordei Yam, those who go through the sea, need to say Hagoma when they come to dry land? Dichsiv Yordei Yam Be'anayos. And the end of the pasuk says, Ben'anios, Heima Ro Masei Hashem. Those people who travel in the sea, the sailors, or those who travel over the sea on airplanes, Bizmanazah, so they saw the Masei Hashem, so they have to express that recognition to Hashem, the thanks to Hashem. It says, further, Ve'omer, Ve'yahamed Ruach Sa'ara, and there was a big, strong wind, a storm. Yalu Shemaim Yerdu Somos, they went to the depths. Ve'omer Yachogav Yanu Kashikar, they were shaking, they were trembling like a drunkard. Ve'omer Vayitaku Hashem Betzar Lehem Yitzikosem Yotziem, they called out to Hashem from their great distress. Ve'omer Yakim Sara L'demama, and the storm came to a rest. Ve'omer Vayismichu Kishoku, and they were happy that they were silent. Ve'omer Yodul Hashem Chazdo V'niflos of Le'odam. So here, after all these different events, a person experiences the waves and the storms and the winds, all that, it has to be Yodul Hashem Chazdo. You need to give a hoda to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how we know Yordei Yam, say Bracha V'Gomel. Next. How do you know those who travel through the desert also require Birchas HaGomel? They couldn't find the path in the Midbar. They called out to Hashem, they davened to Hashem. He put them back on the proper path. And then the pasuk concludes, Yodul Hashem Chazdo, so you have to give Hoda on Yoholchei Midbar. And Mishachal v'Nisrap, a person who's ill, and then gets healthy, Dichsiv Evilim Miderach Pisham, Umeavnosem Yisanu, Kol Oche Tisav Nafsham. So people who were ill, they were not feeling well, the food was bothering them. Vaizaku Hashem Batzar Lahem, they called out, they screamed to Hashem, Yishach Dvar Vayiparim, he healed them. And then the prophet says, Yodul Hashem Chazdo. And the fourth example is Misha Yachovish Bevesa Asur Minon, a person who is jailed and let free. How do we know he too needs to say a Gomel? Dechsev Yoshvei Choshech Vetzamavas, those who sit in the darkness. And Kimru Imre Kael, and they call out to Hashem. Ve'omer Vayachna Be'amal Libam, and they were very humbled. And Ve'omer Vayizaku El Hashem Batzar Lahem, they screamed out to Hashem. Ve'omer Yotzim Echoshech Vetzamavas, he took them out from this place of darkness. Ve'omer Yodul Hashem Chazda. So these are four instances where a person has to give Hoda and say a Gomel. So the Gemara that says, "My Mevarch," what exactly is the Nusach one says for the Bracha of Gomel? So Amar of Yehuda, Baruch Gomel Chasodim Tov. And that's the Nusach. So Abai Amar, Abai wanted to add, V'tzarch L'Oduyeh, he needed to make Hoda. So he said, Kamei Asari, he was makbit to Dafka, say the Bracha in the presence of 10 people. Dichsiv V'romimu B'kal Am. You're supposed to thank Hashem in the presence of a nation, in the presence of a Kal, at Sibur, 10 people. Marzutra Amar train Minayo, two of them should be Rabbanon, two of them should be rabbis, Tamidi Chachamim, Shinemar, Uvimosh of Zakanim, Yaalu, in the place of Zakanim, the most Zakanim is at least the minimum of two, so you should have it in front of a Kalam, but two of them should be Moshev Zakanim. This is all brought down in Lalacha, this is ideal. That's why the practice is to do it in Shul, because seemingly in Shul you'll find two Tamidi Chachamim there, so you've got a Minin and you have Rabbanon. It becomes a very tricky question for women who give birth. Women who give birth are certainly where Chola V'Nisrape. So different practices, whether women should do it, and if they should do it, where should they do it? Do they need 10 people? Should they be sitting behind the mechitza? Is it at tznius? There's a big, big discussion in the poskim what women should do, if at all. Maybe the men should say it for them, but there's a series of the whole list of shitas. So Maskela Ravashi asks the question, Vema Kula Rabbanim? Maybe they all should be Rabbanim. Maybe all 10 people should be Chachamim. The Gemara says, Miksiv Bekal Zakenim. It doesn't say a Kal Zakenim, it says a Bekal Amksiv, a nation. Anyone who's in the nation. So then the Gemara says, Ve'ema Be'asara Sharama. So maybe there should be just a nation of regular people, Utrei Rabbanan, and also you should have plus two Chachamim. Maybe there should be 12 people in total, 10 Kala'am, and plus Moshe of Zakenim. Gemara says, Kasha, okay, it's a good question, I don't have a good answer, and the Gemara leaves it off as that. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, there should be 10 people, and ideally, two of them should be Tamidi Chachamim. The Gemara now says, Rav Yehuda Chalish, once Rav Yehuda was ill, Vitpach, he became healthy, v'nisrape. Al lagabe Rav China be'Bagdasa, he came from Baghdad. So Rav China came to visit Rav Yehuda after he was healed. Rabbanan came. Amila others said, and they said to him, Baruch Rachmana diyavcha nihilon v'lo yavcha la'afra. Thank God, this Baruch Hu, that he healed you, he gave you strength, and he didn't make you like offer, he didn't kill you. So Amalhu, so Rav Yehuda says back, who is the one who just got healed, Petartin Yasei Milodai, I'm now exempt from saying the Bracha Vagome, because you, in essence, accomplished that. You praised the Kavosh Baruch Hu. I said, Amen, so I fulfill my obligation of having to say Hagome. So v'ha amar bai bai aduya bape asar, but don't need 10 people. There weren't 10 people there. Tavu be'asar, no, there were. There were 10 people present. They had two tamidi chachamim, so he fulfilled all the different requirements needed to say the bracha of a gomel. So then the Gemara says, v'ha iu lo ka moda, but he didn't say the hoda, someone else did. Lo tzarech da'ani basay amen. By you saying amen, that's your recognition and acknowledgement of the bracha that he recited, and therefore he fulfilled his obligation of saying hagomel.
When somebody else is making a bracha.
So he had kavana. I guess he had kavana. His amen was the kavana, I guess. So then the Gemara says, you just look at Tosis for 1 second. Tosis writes, Vema be'asar v'trei rabbanim. Tosis writes, V'avdi l'chumra, we're machmir, v'afil leka trei rabbanim. We're machmir, and even if there are not two people, two rabbanim. Sounds like it's not really a chumra. The chumra should really be 10 plus 2. So he says, V'nagu ha'olam l'varech acher shekor b'torah. The practice is to say it after Kriyas HaTorah. V'dafka b'chol shenafel amita, only if it's a serious illness. Aval chash b'rosh, the guy's got a little headache, or b'mev, got a little tummy ache, hey, no mota l'amita, doesn't get bedridden, lo, he don't say it. So the practice is, dafka after Kriyas HaTorah is the practice, because the tamid chachamim might be present, if not, the Torah itself serves the function of a tamid chachamim, and plus it has to be a serious illness, not simply a headache or a stomach ache.
What's the difference between the ones that you say Shem Hashem and yes, you don't? Let's say Birkas HaGom, you say Shem Hashem.
It all depends on different minhagim that has been practiced. Yeah. A lot of these brachas of Mishnah we actually don't even say because we just didn't take it. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but we just don't say it because either we don't know or just it hasn't been practiced throughout the generations. You take quickly a look at the next Tosas, Betarsam, you say Milodai, that I'm exempt now from saying the Hodah because you said it for me. Vim Tomar, V'ha Amrinan Bracha Shein Ba Malchus Ein Bracha. He didn't say Malchus in the Bracha. The Nusach of the Bracha was, he says, Baruch Rachmana Yav Nehalon V'lo Yav Chala Afra. But he didn't say, Baruch Rachmana Malchusa. So Tosus answered, V'yeshom Ad Rav Yehuda Hayat Mitamide De Rav, but Rav Savar Leal Beperiketz and Mevarchem, V'lo Ba'inan Ela Haskar Shem. Rav himself didn't require Bracha. He says, Ko Bracha Shein Ba'l Haskar Shem in a Bracha. But Rav never said, Ko Bracha Shein Ba'l Malchus in a Bracha. And since Rav Yehuda is a Talmud of Rav, he didn't need to say the bracha of Malchus. Gemara now says, let's finish this daf. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Shlosha Tzricham Shimur. There are three people who need to be protected from dangers. V'eluhein, Chola. Chola, who's very vulnerable and weak, he needs a shomer. Chasan V'kala. They also, Chasan V'kala, who are now married, they're considered like Melech and Malka, king and queen, they also require extra protection. So the Gemara then says, Rashi, by the way, adds, if you look at Chola for a second, Rashi writes 7 lines up, Shehura Mazalo, he's got a bad mazal, he's in a bad situation now, things are going bad for him. Lufika Hashed Miskarbo, the Shed are taking advantage of him. V'chein Chai Isha Sheyal, the woman who just had given birth, and also V'chein Ovel, anyone who's experiencing bad mazal, Lav Dafka Chola, should require protection. And then a Chasin Makala as well, they need protection as well because things are going well for them. Sometimes when things are going too well, you also need protection from Ayin Haras. So Masisa Tana, the Brides, teach us that a Chola, a Chaya, a Chasin Vakala, the Yesh Omer Af Ava, like Rashi just told us, all these people require Shmira. The Yesh Omer, others say also Af Tamidei Chachamim Belaila, they as well, because anyone who's accomplished, the Yetzhar, if you will, gets jealous and they become very vulnerable to the attacks of the Shadim. So Amar of Yehuda, further the Gemara says, Shlosh Dvar Marich Ben Marich and Yamav Ushosav Shel Adam. Three things that a person are able to elongate will add length to his life. What are the three things? Hamarch Betfilas, a person who has a long davening with Kavana. And then Hamarch Al Shulchan, a person who lets the Aniyim stay at his table for a long time to provide them more food. Hamarch Bebeis Akis, a person who spent a lot of time in the bathroom as well, as Rashi says, because that's considered some level of a refuah. Let's go a little bit further, that's okay, because we are a little early, which is great. So then the Gemara says, Hamarch Betvilasa Mal Yasahi. That's a good thing, to daven for a long time, that's a good thing. V'hamar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says further, that call Mark Betfilaso Ma'ayinba. That person davens long and is Ma'ayinba. He's waiting to see how Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to grant his request. Sof Bali de Karv Lev. He's going to have a heartache for doing so. Shenemar Tocheles Bimushacha Machlas Lev. He's going to call a Machla in the Lev. We saw this idea much earlier in the Masechta. So you're not supposed to be Ma'arech Ma'ayinba. Amar Reb Yitzchak Shlosh Dvarma Maskirin. So the Gemara says further, the three things, maskirin avonos of shalom, three things remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of your averos, that brings him back to the forefront. Ve'eluhein, kir nato, a person walks by a tilting wall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's a dangerous thing. Your avonos are going to be more pronounced, and now you're vulnerable to a danger. And a person who's ian tefillah, who looks into when the tefillah will be answered, that also is going to me'orir all your averos. And moser din al chaver l'shamayim, a person who davens that someone else should be punished, these are three items that a person's own sins are going to be amplified. So one of the things are iyun tefillah, meaning marach b'tefillah is not a good thing. And the Gemara says, halokasha, hadi ma'ayim bay, hadi lo ma'ayim bay. No. What it means is, you could daven for a long time, but it doesn't mean you have to anticipate when it's going to happen. Being marach b'tefillah is a good thing. Marach b'tefillah u'ma'ayim ba, that's not a good thing. So hadi ma'ayim ba, when you're looking into when it's going to be accomplished, when it's going to be fulfilled, that's going to be maskir and avonosav. But hadi lo ma'ayim ba, when you don't anticipate it, that's a good thing, stam being marach b'tefillah. What does that mean? The mafet b'rachmanu, where a person just asks for more bakashas, he asks for more rachamim, that's what marach b'tfilaso means. Okay, we'll stop here, and good chodesh, and we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.